time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Brenda Adley and Nicolina Womack with Future in Design. They just had a big, big order placed to them, and we're going to talk about what Future in Design does, and we're also going to talk about some hiring opportunities that they're going to have. Ladies, thank you for joining me today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Brenda, we're going to defer to you really quick and just kind of let you let the people know what Future in Design is, and you guys have been here for a little while, so let's talk about that and what you guys do here in the community.
Well, we've been open a year now, over a year, and we are an opportunity of second chances. We want those in the community in Carbon and Emery to know that they can come here and apply, and we would love to see them go through the program, change their lives, both financially and
based on their career.
On a good career. And so what we've done before is we've had our 10-week training. Now we've condensed it to 5 weeks, but because of this COVID-19 pandemic, we are able to condense our training into 2 weeks so that we can get people working even quicker to help us fulfill the need to keep our community safe.
And I think just to add to that, reshoring through this COVID experience, we realize how important it is that the United States is a place of manufacturing and making things. We definitely want to be a global market, but it's really important when we're in these times of need that people are able to get the supplies and the equipment that they need in a very quick, timely manner, and that there's not a lot of barriers. So our ability to Future in Design really wants to lead the conversation in reshoring manufacturing, especially in those soft goods, here to the United States. And we hope that this program here creates a really thriving manufacturing economy in Price, Utah, especially around outdoor recreation equipment, because we are in the most beautiful land, I think, in the world, and everyone should be grabbing their tents and their backpacks on their way to the best hikes and biking and climbing. I'm biased, I think, anywhere.
Well, we try not to let people know about that.
Oh, dang it. That's
right. We keep that just for us. So let's talk about this order that you guys have right now and where you guys are, this all comes together and how it comes in.
So we have been gearing up and training our individuals, like Brenda talked about, and people in the community to start offering soft good manufacturing here in Price, Utah, around outdoor rec. And we've been doing orders around T-shirts and other various apparel items. But once COVID hit, because we're one of the few soft good manufacturing facilities here in the United States, we were quickly bombarded to help with PPE. And so we've converted our factory very quickly to help making face masks and gaiters and other various PPE items, isolation gowns, and those things. And we have one order that we have 100,000 units that we need to fulfill. And we're very grateful for that order. And we want to make sure that we can show Utah and the United States that Price has the most talented individuals. And this is where Eye for Manufacturing should be. So I think it's a good opportunity for us to really engage the community and bring back the soft skills, the sewing skills that have been gone for 70 years. Skill set alone is something that's being resurrected. There's not a set skill set here for people to know how to sew in an industrial space.
And that's where you guys are going to have to get some help, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We need help. Very badly.
So let's talk about, if people would like to apply or get some information on this, where do they need to go?
So they can go straight to our website, futureindesign.org, and there's a link to apply on Indeed. You could also go to the Utah Department of Workforce Services. They've been amazing in helping us get this set up on their site, and you can apply there. Our information is, and you can also email us if you have some questions. So what we're looking for is anyone that has any experience in sewing, even if you took a class on it and you have an idea that you can semi-sew a straight line, or you're interested in learning how to sew a straight line and you're willing to work hard and be a team player and want to make some really good money and really contribute to helping decrease the spread of this virus and keeping people safe. So it's a big win-win all around. So we need about 40 people, anywhere from experienced to completely never touched it in my life. We're looking at full-time, part-time, temporary. I know unemployment doesn't usually cover all of the bills. If we can help somebody that's been facing a layoff, I know there's a lot of amazing restaurants in town that are shut down right now. So if anyone's facing a furlough or a temporary layoff, you know, come down, we'll give you a training. And it's honestly, it's something that you can use for the rest of your life. You'll never have to go to your mom again like I might have to. to resew a seam on my shirt or my pants. You will definitely know how to do that. And you can always say, hey, I was one of the people that during this COVID, we helped make masks and we helped contribute to creating a safe community.
So all they need to do, they can go to Indeed, you said, correct?
They can go to our website, and it takes a link straight to the Indeed job posting.
Okay, and they can also go to the Department of Workforce Services here and get in there. Then you guys, with social distancing and everything, I'm sure interviewing is going to be a little tricky.
So we, the health department and Price City Mayor Corianis, before we went live with this, we had them come down and review our COVID exposure prevention plan. So we have very, very, very stringent safeguards in place. And so interviewing, you'll be screened at the door. There's just a list of questions that you have to answer per OSHA and CDC. We have you take your temperature, you wear a mask, and we'll probably provide a mask for you. And then we'll just do a quick interview. We'll do an assessment, and then that's it. And then we'll stagger them, and then we just sanitize between each interview. And it's our working, and when anyone comes down to our facility and our operating day, it kind of really follows a very similar routine of cleaning and disinfecting and just trying to keep everybody safe. Because if we can keep everyone safe, then we can keep working. And and that's really, really critical.
Okay, so if they would like to, if they're interested in this, they can go to the Future in Design website, correct? Or go to the Department of Workforce Services. And then you were saying you would do a condensed training, like a couple of week training. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it's kind of based on the skill. If their skill level or they're able to learn fast, they could get on the production line sooner.
Okay, so that's all you need to know. Ladies, one last time, give them the information. If anybody's interested, where do they need to go to fill out all the paperwork and things like that?
Futureindesign.org.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And, you're doing great things over there. This is something that is necessary, whether we want it to be or not. It's great, and I'm glad that we're in the position that you guys are here. You can get some hiring in and put some people to work, too. That's another great plus.
Well, we're very grateful for you that you see the value and the importance in this, and you're willing to share our story and help us get some, create some awareness and get some help in here.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. That is Brenda Adley and Nicolina Womack with Future in Design. A lot of hiring is going to be going on there relatively soon. Ladies, have a great day and be safe, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.